Go Argos. Brian Henry is the Director of Athletic Communications for the UWF Argos. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, Andrew, it's great to be back and talking football.
it's a problem of plenty. I mean, so many weapons. It's kind of crazy the offensive opportunities that we have, right?
Well, yeah, especially when you figure Southwest Baptist came out and they were trying to double cover David Durden, so they took him away, and then that just opened up Rodney Coates, and Rodney had a career day, and then David had more touchdowns later on because then they couldn't keep doubling him because they had to focus on Rodney. I mean, it's unreal the weapons that this team has.
Is it – okay, so I know that Coach Shinnick has a great reputation. I know he does a lot of good recruiting. But are we just this rich in talent because we're such a top Tier 1 Division 2 school? Or is there something – I mean, how do you explain this? It's crazy the level of talent that we have.
I mean, yeah, I think there's two, maybe three factors that can go into that. One is he has a great recruiting staff. They all develop relationships with student athletes in high school, and they want to come play for us. Then you've got that athlete that maybe is a little above our talent level and slips through our fingers, goes to an FCS program, maybe even goes to an FBS program occasionally. But there's 85 scholarships. There's 110 players at those teams. They can't all play. They can't all be happy. But we developed that relationship with them years before, and they think back, well, hey, I liked talking to Coach X at UWF or whatever it was. I'll give them a call. Hey, look, they're still playing well. They're still a great program. And they end up kind of, I don't want to say falling back to us or falling down to us, but you keep that relationship going, and it's going to pay dividends down the line, and that's what happens.
Sometimes you disguise. You know, I can be a little fish in a big pond, or I can be a big fish in a little pond. And you know, sometimes it's not so fun to be the little fish. It's not playing all the time. You know, so that makes perfect sense to me. So okay, you look at a win like this, and if you're coach, how do you keep your players tight, focused, sharp with this kind of a margin of victory?
Well, I mean, we weren't really playing starters after that first drive of the third quarter. I mean, it was second and third and fourth string guys after that. It's just coaches know that this is the opportunity those kids are going to get to play, so they're going to try to be as sharp as they can. They also know that this was probably expected, and so they had to stay sharp because you've got a very dangerous A&M Commerce team this weekend that some people want to talk to revenge factor from this 2017 national title game. Others just, hey, you're playing a top 10 opponent. It's another hard battle. If your goal is to keep winning each game until you get to McKinney in late December, that's the next game on the schedule. You've got to be sharp.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And also, as you say, I mean, if this was a tune-up game, and I always find that term a little bit condescending. You know, I think FSU thought they had a tune-up game this week. But, you know, you have a tune-up game. If the goal is to get you ready in all your facets and all of your backups and everybody, I think we did that, which is good. So looking forward to Texas A&M Commerce next week. The Penn Air Field experience, how did that work out for you guys?
That's one of the more exciting atmospheres that I've been around. I mean, I know the energy and the atmosphere at Blue Wahoo Stadium is pretty special, but this had a different kind of special to it on Saturday. I mean, the team had their pregame meal at 2-ish, 2:30-ish over in the cafeteria on campus in the Commons, and just walking around and seeing the University Park area of campus filled with tents and cornhole games and people having fun and drinking and frisbees and socializing was just, that's the college experience that Dr. Judy Bentz wanted when she started football, when she announced it 10, 11 years ago.
Wow.
And it happened, and it was exciting, and it was just an adrenaline rush for everybody.
Well, having gone to a school, University of Illinois, where we got to have that experience for our home games, though I love the games being downtown at Wahoo Stadium, I can see why not just having it in your hometown, but in your backyard, you know, would be a thrill. Is the plan to go forward and have something like this? Yeah, I mean, I know it's as the backup for when the Wahoo Stadium is not available, but is the plan going forward to do this more regularly, maybe?
If the way that Major League Baseball keeps pushing minor league baseball a little later into the season, I think when there are conflicts and we can't resolve those with the Blue Wahoos, I think it's good to know that this option exists now.
Yeah.
It's not ideal, but it still was a fun experience.
It's an awful lot of fun for being your plan B, which is really good news. Hey, over the weekend, we obviously have other sports, cross country, soccer, volleyball. Coming up this weekend at home, what do you got?
The only home events this weekend are the soccer programs, men's and women's soccer. After 2 weeks on the road, they're going to be at home on Friday against Alabama Huntsville, starting conference play, and then West Alabama on Sunday afternoon. So, I mean, heading out to the UWS Soccer Complex, the product that our men's and women's teams have on the field this year, it looks like it could be a special year. I know it's only 2 weeks in, only three, four games in, but both teams are unbeaten. I mean, it's already looking like they could have some really special and exciting times for the soccer programs.
And for people who may not know, it's almost unsettling how many championships and top caliber teams UWF puts out in all these different sports all the time. The Walden Hall of Trophies is it's almost embarrassing, quite frankly, but we'll take it. We love it. Brian Henry, he is UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. Brian, congratulations again. Please pass my appreciation on to the coach for all the work that he has done and the coaching staff for all the work that they have done for so many years to give us this great football program. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Andrew, I look forward to it.